Give your pet the best medical care possible, which pays up to 90% of your vet bill. Get your free quote now at drjoypets.com.
Broadcasting nationally from his studios at the Talkers Communications Center, it's the Michael Harrison Show. And now, your host, Michael Harrison.
I love those voices.
And now,
there's Michael Harrison from the Talkers Communications Center, where, you know, we're talking about ego all day. Where I got to tell you, this is a center of egos fly through this place like trains coming through Chicago. I mean, it is just incredible. And that's been one of the common themes all day today, as well as a word that I don't know where that came from, neuroplasticity. And obviously, I was on the right track. We're going to have Dr. Renee Kohansky back. We're sort of putting together our round table of our radio family. I think it'll take about maybe 10 of us to make up maybe one little finger of Dr. Joy Brown. And I will talk about Dr. Joy Brown for as long as I do this show. If I do this show another day, if I do this show for 10 years, I will always talk about Dr. Joy Brown, because that is what is, that's the reason I'm here. Our telephone is open if you want to jump in. Again, we're phone challenged because we're heard in modules and in all different time zones and in delayed broadcasts and crazy stuff like that. But what the heck? 877-807-4048 is the number. We're also being listened to on that wonderful website for Talk Radio Fanatics, GCNLive.com, surrounded by many of my friends and colleagues. And on the line with me is a relatively new friend in terms of me knowing him personally. I know him now several years, but I knew of him and have been influenced by the creations of his incredibly fertile brain. Talk about an original. Dennis Klein, out in Los Angeles. Dennis, it is really cool having you on the show.
It's fantastic being here.
You are, I don't even know where to begin to talk about you. I was telling people earlier that you are, I don't want to embarrass you, but you're kind of legendary in terms of your contributions to popular culture via the television. And just to name, for those just joining us, a couple of the things that you've been involved in. I mean, you're a writer, you're a director, you're a producer. You are the co-creator of what I consider to be one of the two best sitcoms ever made. I mean, you realize what and I'm not talking about I Love Lucy, which is good, but you are the co-creator of one of the two best sitcoms ever made, and I consider that to be the Larry Sanders Show with the late Gary Shandling. But you are also involved in the creative capacity with all of these programs over the years that have the commonality of showing on a very theatrical, and I say that like it's not just TV, it's theater. So when I say theatrical, I mean on that level. And Dr. Joy Brown would be agreeing up and down. You were involved in Mary Hartman, which totally impacted my life. Buffalo Bill, which was definitely a precursor of so many of the very hip shows that came later, and then you were involved in more things than I can even name. I mean, your list of credits is forever, and then you're taking some time off and you're getting back into it all. What is your impression? I'm going to throw you a real softball, broad question. I've noticed that the analysis, the poking fun, the satire, all based on the human ego, runs through your work. What do you think of ego?
I'm very interested in it. I'm very interested in trying to make sure I don't have an excessive amount of it. And it's what makes most people run most of the time. And so, if you're interested in people, you're interested in ego. It's sort of almost another word for a human being. Maybe. I don't know. I don't know if cavemen and cavewomen had egos. Did they? Who has a bigger club? Something like that.
I think they did. I think that the wrestling with the ego and understanding where it is in the bigger realm of human consciousness is key to being human. I mean, I don't know if animals have egos. They may have more, you know, instinct, more of the other cognitive processes. But the ego, you know, the ego is very much what people think of as I, me, I am who I am. And, I guess that who had the bigger club led to a lot of the social customs and habits and aspects of the human condition that we see today. As a matter of fact, sometimes I think we haven't evolved at all. We just changed the technology and some of the styles of our clothes. Doesn't it frustrate you and amaze you when you see how far we haven't come on certain levels?
It really doesn't, actually, because it's been a short amount of time in terms of evolution. I think it's amazing to me. What surprises me is that people would imagine, and there we go with ego again, would imagine that we have evolved very much. I mean, we just recently put on clothing, and now, you know, we have clocks and watches. So when you say this thing starts at 11 a.m., you don't mean 11:01 or 10:59. And I'm supposed to, and you're supposed to, everybody's supposed to kind of accept that like, where were you at 10:59 when I needed you? It's now 11. But we're still savages. I mean, we don't. Why are we enslaved to the idea that we've changed so much?
Yeah, no, and that brings up the question: do you think we're capable of change? I mean, you know, you're not a shrink, but I mean, I watched every Larry Sanders episode, and I watch it and I watch it again and I watch it again, and I say, why are these people such jerks? And then I realize, hey, I'm a jerk too. And
I can vouch for that.
Thank you. Is there any way? Well, when you write these things, I tend to think you don't put as much thought. I think you do intuitively with your writing, what comes out. I bet you sometimes you say to yourself, what are people reading so much into this? It just is what it is. And am I correct in that? That you do intuitively something that other people then try to analyze and find higher meaning or deeper meaning or hidden messages in? How does that work?
Yeah, but I see it another way. I just want to go back. Let me just go back one step to, are we capable of change? You threw that in. I'm not going to let that go without answering it. And then I'll get back to the more current question you're asked. I think we are capable of change, but not quickly. Any human, not quickly, and the human species, not quickly. We're not. I don't know how you build into anybody that they're that different. Even though just over the course of a lifetime, we're expected to change over the course of 100 years and be a different person when we're 100 years old than when we were 1 year old. And that's asking a lot. I ask a lot of myself, and here's the answer to the question you just asked. I ask of myself that I change as much as I can possibly change about myself every day and drop the myself part as much as possible, which is another thing you mentioned, and get to where I am writing intuitively. I am writing automatically, but I'm not living automatically. So the writing automatically that I do that is interesting and funny, might be hopefully interesting and funny on the screen and to people, is a result of the work I've done on eliminating as much as I can my ego so that I become kind of as close as I can become to a force of nature.
Wow.
That hears things and sees
All right.
things.
We're going to come to a break, Dennis. We're coming to a break. Don't lose your thought. We're on with Dennis Klein, and this is going to get real interesting, folks. I'm Michael Harrison.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Attention, investors saving for retirement. What if you could store your IRA or 401k where you can see, touch, and hold it in your hands in the form of physical gold and silver coins? You know you can't do that with your stocks. With the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can actually hold them in your hands, where you can get your gold fast in a disaster. Augusta Precious Metals offers free shipping, zero management fees, and Augusta pays all upfront costs. Getting started is absolutely free, so call today, 855-222-5857. Rated A-plus with the Better Business Bureau, Augusta Precious Metals enjoys a 98% 5-star customer satisfaction rating with TrustLink.org. Trust Augusta. Call toll-free, 855-222-5857 now for your free guide to Augusta Gold IRAs. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857.
Are the answers to your present and future hidden in your past? Akashic readings help you learn to unlock the answers for love, finances, weight loss, self-esteem, confusion, grief and loss, and more. Akashic email readings by Dr. Kelly Maroon, Ph.D. are specially priced right now. Learn more at Dr. Kelly Maroon's website, AkashicUniversal.com, spelled AkashicUniversal.com. Change your life today. Become one with your true path with intention on purpose. Visit AkashicUniversal.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated fountain of youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free sample packs specifically for our conservative friends. But you must act fast. Due to the high demand from members of the Coast Guard, our supply is extremely limited right now.
To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1 G2.0 and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Call Michael Harrison at 877-807-4048. And now, your host, Michael Harrison.
And we're talking with a man that I have, I hold him in very high regard. I enjoy his work, and I consider it to be one of the joys of my life at this point in my life that we have become friends. His name is Dennis Klein, and if you're just joining us, he's just one of the greatest TV creators in the history of the medium, and I'll let the rest stand on its own. Dennis, when we were rudely cut off by the processes that we call a radio show mechanics, you were talking about putting ego aside to write intuitively. Could you elaborate on that?
I'm not sure I can very much, but I don't want to write to settle scores. I don't want to write in small ways and inserting my own little grudges or you know that I'm holding today and I won't hold tomorrow. And you know, just small. I don't know how to describe it except small things. I want to. I don't mind. I will write it to tiny things like I overhear. I heard a couple walking down the street who didn't see. They seemed like they were kind of on an early date. They didn't know each other very well. They're in their 20s, a tall guy and a shorter gal, and she was saying to him as she passed. She said to him, "Well, I actually think I gained weight." And he said to her, no, you lost weight."
You heard and, this on the street, but a couple passing by.
Yeah, right.
It sounds like a Fellini movie.
Yeah, right. Well, a Fellini movie is like life. It's like life, except Fellini managed to capture it. And that's, you know, that's what people should be trying to do. Capture obviously what's hilarious about life, but also what's even like just normal stuff.
So what happened when they passed and she says, "I think I've gained weight." He says, "No, you've lost weight." And you're a passerby catching this little snippet of a conversation. What happened in your mind? What were your processes?
I just enjoyed it. And I thought to myself, as I always think, one of these days I'll put that in somewhere. But it enriches me. Mainly it enriches me as a person to have heard that. It's so delightful, so great. That's number one that occurs to me. Number two is it enriches me as a writer, but everything I see and hear enriches me as a writer. And number three, it tells me how far off, what an open area this is for anybody who wants to write and produce and direct. Because I've never heard that on the screen, the big screen, the small screen, the theater stage, and I'm never going to hear it unless I figure out a way to use it. I'm not going to hear any of this stuff that you and me and everybody who's listening hears on a daily basis. All I'm doing is exactly what anybody that's listening to this show does. They go through life, the things that are interesting to them or sad to them or funny to them, they tell people about, you know, maybe a few people, maybe a lot of people, maybe they can't get it out of their mind, maybe they dream about it. And I do the same. I'm telling you about it now, the tall guy and the shorter girl who was a little bit overweight. I'm sure she's gained weight or stayed the same. That girl, I would bet you anything, has not lost weight, and that guy knows it. And so you hang on to this. And it springs everything forth. Like another, I just have to go on one more step.
Sure.
I can take that exchange and not just have it as an exchange. I could write a play or a movie or a book or a TV show I could go on about that couple based on that snippet that I heard, but so can anybody. Anybody can do that. That's all that they see when they go to the movies or see a television show. They're just part of what they identify with is they say to themselves, anybody says to themselves, "I could have written that," and they could have.
Well, you know, reality is a very difficult thing to catch in media. That quite often, you know, we hear the term reality shows. And I'm jotting down stuff because you're sparking all kinds of new tangents in my brain, and I want to talk about two things, and I'm actually writing down notes so I don't forget. One is the nature of reality shows, and we'll get to that in a second. But when you talked about the woman said, "I gained weight," the man said, "You didn't gain weight," now you've just added the extra insight that you think he was telling her that to make her feel good. I think back to one of the running themes of the Larry Sanders Show, when Gary Shandling was always saying, Do these pants make my ass? And I'm using that word in quotes, folks, clinically here. We're trying to keep this family. But he said that. Does it make my backside look big or fat? He was constantly obsessed with that. And, of course, it brings up the old joke about men know when your wife or your girlfriend says, "Does this dress make me look fat?" You always say no.
I don't. When I was at the Emmy Awards for something having to do with the Larry Sanders Show, my then wife, Isabel, made, I guess it was a mistake of saying to me, "How does my hair look in the back?" As we were going into the theater, a little late to be asking that particular question, and I said, "It looks like a rat's nest."
Oh my gosh!
That I don't think that went down well, but we had already been married several years, and so at the very least, you sort of know that, or if you're with me at all, you know that that's one of the answers that you might get. And this is the nature of what I have to deal with, and anybody who is friends with me or married to me or anything has to deal with, or not get out while you can, is that I make it a practice not to try not to deceive anybody, and to try to tell my truth all the time, not just in writing, because by telling it all the time, I'll tell it all in writing. And if I lie all the time, I'll lie in writing. By nature, and I won't be able to just automatically write what's on my mind, because the first thing that's on my mind is, "No, honey, it looks beautiful."
You know, the line from the Jack Nicholson movie where he said, "You can't handle the truth. You want to know the truth, okay. you can't handle the truth." I guess people shouldn't ask you for the truth unless they want it.
Yeah, I think so. Oh, here's what she said. She said, "It looks like that's how it's supposed to look." I said, "It looks exactly how it's supposed to look. It's kind of, it looks that way. You achieve that effect."
That's very funny. That's right.
And by the way, the guy didn't say you didn't gain weight. Sorry to interrupt. The guy didn't say you didn't gain weight. He said you lost weight.
Oh, you lost. Oh, there's a difference. That's right.
that's part of what's funny about it is, there's a big difference between one person gain weight and the other person lost.
No doubt. Dennis, hold on. We have another break. Don't go away. We're talking with Dennis Klein, and I'm Michael Harrison, and I'm just loving this. Thank you.
Listening to. Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mr. Middle name, Safety. Last name, exclamation point. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Attention, investors saving for retirement. What if you could store your IRA or 401k where you can see, touch, and hold it in your hands in the form of physical gold and silver coins? You know you can't do that with your stocks. With the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can actually hold them in your hands, where you can get your gold fast in a disaster. Augusta Precious Metals offers free shipping, zero management fees, and Augusta pays all upfront costs. Getting started is absolutely free, so call today, 855-222-5857. Rated A+ with the Better Business Bureau, Augusta Precious Metals enjoys a 98% 5-star customer satisfaction rating with TrustLink.org. Trust Augusta. Call toll-free, 855-222-5857 now for your free guide to Augusta Gold IRAs. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-959-5795. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times. But I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-959-5795. 1-800-959-5795.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Call in at 877-807-4048. And now, Michael Harrison.
And now more conversation with my dear friend and a man I admire, Dennis Klein. But you got to be careful talking to Dennis, because I've noticed, Dennis, knowing you and now having the opportunity to talk to you on the radio, something you do not do a lot, if ever. You're dangerous to talk to because you have a profound honesty about you. And I think that this is kind of a pathology with you. I think that you're pathologically honest.
And I get it.
And I think that theme runs throughout your work. Now let's talk about a different kind of honesty, and I'm glad I wrote it down, because I don't want to miss a nugget of any of this. Reality television is such a big thing today, and of course reality shows go all the way back. One of the things I've noticed being a media practitioner, somebody who has, I've created a little bit of television in my time, but I'm predominantly audio media. But I have found that when you try to do something with complete authenticity, that you try to recreate on a platform, on a stage, or on the screen, or in the speakers, something that approximates natural reality, that often it comes across as flat, that you have to pep it up, that you have to define it better, that you have to exaggerate it for it to seem to be reality. Am I touching on something that you think about or that you have experienced in your own analysis of creating reality in an artificial platform?
Well, I don't think about it much anymore, but I used to think about it a lot when I was working and I was trying to be authentic to what I saw, but not necessarily authentic to it. But as I changed as a writer, I started trying to be authentic to my point of view of it. So I'm trying to capture through my lens, but what I see, when I see something and hear something, I immediately know how I'm going to capture it on film to make it what I think it is. Even the guy and the gal, you know, I've lost weight, I gained weight. I don't know who they are. I don't know how many dates they've had. I don't know what their reality is. I don't know. All I know is what I heard them say, maybe not even what they said, what I heard them say as they passed me. So that's what I'm dealing with. I don't feel any allegiance to the truth of who they are or even what happened there. So it doesn't matter to me.
Uh-huh. Well, yeah, you know, they could have been gymnasts who were going to a weigh-in. And and it had nothing to do with their egos. It had to do with their working. You know, no, I don't think you I think you lost weight. Yeah, be careful you didn't lose too much weight or you'll be in another weight class. Yeah, you know, you have no idea. No, they could be boxers.
I was in Hawaii. I'm going to make this as fast as I could possibly make it, which is difficult. I was in Hawaii. I went in. I was in an elevator with some people, the young woman that I was there to get further involved in me had just said she wanted to have, more or less, have nothing to do with me. And I was suffering. I was suffering horribly.
Oh my!
And I was thinking of ways to. I knew where she worked. I could go see her. I could do this. I could do that. How could this happen? I went all this way to Hawaii and I got on the elevator and in the lobby, one other person, started to come towards the elevator and I tried to press the button so that they could catch the elevator and doors closed and they didn't make it. And it was a tall elevator building. And actually the young woman that I was going after, her father was in the elevator business. I think he built all the elevators on Hawaii, which were on Honolulu. It wasn't that much. And many. So I somewhere there, that was interesting to me. I didn't know what to do with that until this moment. And the woman, the older, everybody, as the doors closed, the older woman said, sometimes it really is too late. And that had a profound effect on me and cured me, actually, of being interested in that woman because she was absolutely right. And then everybody got off their floors, and I stayed on. I had an earlier floor, but I stayed on because I wanted to be with this woman. I want to ask her, is that part of your philosophy of life or whatever? And everybody got off, and it was just the older woman and me, older at that time, you know, whatever, in her 80s. Now she's a young punk. In my view, I'm 69. And so I said to her, I said, can I ask you a question? Is that your philosophy? And she says, what my philosophy? I said, the lobby. And you said, sometimes it really is too late. And she said, no, I meant like with elevators, if you don't press the right button, the person, you know, isn't going to get on. It's too late. I said, that's all. That's all you meant by it. She said, yeah.
Interesting. You attached a deep philosophy to her simply saying, hey, it's too late, baby, it's too late. We thought we were going to make it.
So that's reality. That's reality. That's reality TV. That's anybody that tries to make anything. That's unreality TV, fiction TV. Anybody that tries to make anything bigger or different than it is, for whatever reason, I don't know what tree they're climbing, just you know, just make it whatever it is that touched you. That's more or less all you can make something, and all you should.
Is reality TV is pretty fake, though, isn't it? I mean, from what you know, I mean, I know you're not involved in that end of the business, but you're in the society. But you do march to the beat of your own drum. And I know at any time in this conversation with you, you could say to me, I don't watch TV, or I haven't, you know, I don't care.
I don't care what's on, because it doesn't matter to me. And pretty much any time I watch TV, I find it boring. And I stopped when my daughter was born. I stopped having television, and I didn't want her to have those rhythms, just the rhythms in her head, the beat of television and the commercials and all that. So I thought, let me get rid of that, get rid of newspapers and radio, and at least get that garbage, not impose that garbage on her mind, developing mind. But I do see reality TV because my daughter's going to be watching. You know, she tends to watch it, and she's watching the Kardashians and the new Housewives or whatever they are, the Real Housewives. And so I see it. And I've seen snippets of it over the years, and I have some thoughts. And also, I'm working now to try to create some reality shows, but there'll be reality shows that I think are reality shows of what television should have on the air, not necessarily what anybody else is doing. Here's the big thought I have about reality shows is that for some years, as half hour television got, in my opinion, stupider and stupider and more gimmicky and more about just jokes, you know, old jokes, new jokes, whatever, just garbage, really. It seemed to me that people were eventually going to be looking elsewhere to see something that reflects reality, their reality. And I didn't know where it was going to come from, just like the people like Bobby V, where you didn't know where the Beatles were going to come from. But there was, you know, reality shows. And that gave people what half-hour situation comedies used to give people back in the Honeymooners days and Amos and Andy and the rest, and Lost. And then reality shows took over. And now, but to really answer your question, and now reality shows themselves seem to have lost it. And they film things at a table with, you know, where they have single shot of people, and they write it and they edit it, and it becomes, you know, again, we're back to some writer's version of what's entertaining rather than anything approaching reality. And also most of these people are strange, you know, gargoyles anyway. So they're not real people. And, eventually, reality shows are going to get overtaken by something else because they've lost that love and feeling.
Right. Well, somebody will come along and create a non-reality show, and then everybody will imitate that. You know, a lot of it is just the corporate media. The corporate media always takes what it thinks works, usually has the wrong aspect of it, creates a bunch of clones, and none of them succeed because they don't know what it was that made it work in the first place. When we come back, Dennis, I want to talk to you about the concept of suspension of disbelief. Suspension of disbelief. Let your fertile brain roll around on that one. We're going to get back to that. We're talking with television legend Dennis Klein. I'm Michael Harrison on the radio with you, and thank you for being there.
Is your dog or cat part of the family? Would you do just about anything to keep them healthy and happy? Of course you're nodding your head yes. Then you should consider pet health insurance. Let me tell you about Healthy Paws Pet Insurance. Healthy Paws Pet Insurance is the number one consumer-rated pet insurance in the U.S. They'll reimburse you for up to 90% of your vet bill if your furry family member gets sick or hurt. And you'll be surprised how affordable pet insurance can be and how much money it'll save you if something goes wrong. You can get a free quote in less than a minute at drjoypets.com. That's drjoypets.com. Healthy Paws is a fan favorite for a reason. They're a team of passionate pet parents working to take the stress out of caring for a sick pet. You know, I grew up with dogs, Rita and Penny, and I currently have Wyatt, my grand puppy, that I would do anything to protect. The best part is I don't have to make a choice between giving them the best medical care and depleting my bank account. To get your free pet insurance quote now, go to drjoypets.com. That's drjoypets.com, drjoypets.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
It's the Michael Harrison Show, stimulating conversation about life in these rapidly changing times.
And rapidly changing they are. We're talking with television legend Dennis Klein. Dennis, the concept of suspension of disbelief. First of all, it took me years to understand what that even meant, suspension of disbelief. But I'm one of these people that whenever I watch a documentary, and I'm a documentary freak, you know, climbing Mount Everest, and you see a guy hanging from a mountain, I'll turn to my wife and I'll say, you know, there's a cameraman there hanging from that mountain, too. Or they'll have somebody out in the wild, you know, Survivor Man. Survivor Man used to film it himself. That was pretty amazing. But then you had this other guy, Bear Gillis. He was out there, and, you know, he had a crew with him. But the impression was that he's alone. And you watch this stuff, you know that there's a camera there, that there's other people there. And yet, something happens in the brain, in your perception, that you suspend the disbelief and you accept it, that this scene is actually happening, that they just walked into the store, into the pawn shop, and they're meeting them for the first time. But, well, where's the cameraman? Where's the lighting and all that? I find that fascinating, this whole suspension of disbelief situation. And I think it must be very difficult to deal with when you're trying to make something that's a documentary or something that is to feel real. And you wonder whether or not the audience is not going to know that it's a contrivance.
Right. Well, I don't bother with that. You're exactly right, and I don't bother with that. That's why I create fiction, and I try to base it on fact and on reality as much as I can. But I'm back to, like, I care about what I think is funny and what or interesting and what I'm going to present. I don't owe anything to anybody. I'm not trying to capture anybody. Even Gary Shandling, when you talked about his backside being too big. I'm sorry. I want to interrupt. I'll get back to that. I just want to say, when I say I want to become a force of nature, I don't mean that in the egoful sense. I mean, I want to become like a tree or a blade of grass or a dog or a cat watching reality and not thinking about, I wonder what that reality thinks of me. I wonder if I can make money off of this. I wonder, what's my next show going to be? So I just try to get those thoughts, out of my head so I can just do the thing that I had fun doing when I was, a little boy, just thinking about things and thinking about possibilities. But anyway, to the rest of my answer to your question is I don't have to worry about that, and I don't worry about that, capturing that. And Gary, was a tremendously flawed person. And I said, and I many times in the creation of Larry Sanders Show, I said, I put him in and into the show, and he said, and I actually didn't believe him, because a lot of actors have said that to me and comedians when I wrote jokes for nightclub performers. Oh yeah, I'll do it. And they would do it, but they would do it with a twist and a wink and saying, no, that isn't me. They wouldn't want to capture themselves. And Gary Shandling is sort of, in a lot of ways, was the last person in the world I'd trust to ever do that, because he's full of ego and not really artistic by nature. But he did it. He was the only one of all the people I worked with that actually, and he told me he would. He said, I'm going to be me. The only thing I would ask you, and now that he's dead, I guess I could say it, unless you hear that he came back and killed me in the next hour or.
Oh my gosh, that would be a suspension of disbelief. But
that
go ahead.
Would be. But he said he would do it the way I wrote it and the way I presented it, and he would play himself and not wink or anything like that, which he had done on his previous show. It's the Gary Shandling Show. He was, oh Jesus, it was awful to me. I mean, there was some funny stuff in it, but he was just so smarmy as an actor. That I didn't think, and he never became a great actor, even a good actor, I think. But he did do that thing. He was willing to capture himself and all of his, flaws. I mean, I don't think he could write it himself, but when somebody wrote it, he did it. And so, there you go. I don't know.
Well, I found Larry Sanders to be really creepy. And yet, I enjoyed watching him because I saw in him a lot of the creepiness with a lot of people that I deal with, and maybe to a certain degree, the potential creepiness in me. I say potential because I'm cognizant of creepiness, and I try to, get rid of my creepiness or hide it. Take Frasier, Kelsey Grammer, who played another creepy character, and I've been watching Netflix. I'm just finishing up the 8th season of the 11. I'm watching them in order, and there is a running theme, and it really helps watch it. He also is a lead figure who is basically extremely creepy. I mean, all the garbage that happens to him is self-inflicted, and yet he's the hero of the show. He's the central character, but it's funny, in comedy a lot of the central characters are creeps, and
yeah.
They deserve the bad things, that the chaos, the farcical chaos that happens to them. But it's interesting that Gary Shandling, who you worked with and knew personally, was so successful in that series depicting the creepiness of his own character. That's an amazing phenomenon to me. I guess I have one quick question.
Self.
Huh?
not of his own character, of his own self.
Of his own self, yes. I mean character as in a person's character as opposed to playing a character. We're running out of time. Let me ask you one more question about that, because so many people love that show. Was he aware during the course of the show that it was a brilliant show? Did you guys realize how good it was, or were you too close to it?
Well, I don't think in those terms. I didn't think about any of that stuff. I thought we were doing, we were doing something good as opposed to something bad. When people started writing about it, then he fashioned his view of it based on what they were writing, it seemed to me. But he didn't think there was a show there. He thought we should give the money back to HBO, that there weren't going to be any possible episodes that could ever be written for it, or ideas or stories. He just felt there was nothing there. Most of the time he was depressed about that. And I didn't want to spend all our time with me babysitting him. So I just kept figuring out the best way to kind of keep him almost like blowing air into a balloon that has a gash in it. I tried to figure out the most cost-effective, cost-efficient way of keeping him from leaving, from saying he's going to go. There's no show.
Oh, my. The music is playing, and we're at the end. All I could say is there's room here for a show about a show in a show. The making of a show that had a show in it. Dennis Klein, this hour just evaporated. Thank you for joining us. We'll talk again soon. This has been a joy talking to you, ladies and gentlemen, my friend, Dennis Klein. I'm Michael Harrison, and I thank you all for checking it out. If you want to see other parts of the show, go to GCNLive.com. It's all up there as podcasts, and I'll see you tomorrow. And thank you, Manny Hill, for the producing on the front line. Bye, everybody.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Introducing the fastest-growing digital currency company in the world, OneLife. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLife. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.